That's like Barry. Oh, I used to think that the Barry.
No. Hello?
Reba. Hey.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so give me a second, please. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I was actually on the phone with that vendor.
I'm sorry?
I was actually on the phone with the Ball Blaster vendor.
No worries. So this is the thing. We've already ordered the site, and your business is kind of is in a more of a rural area. It's not in like an urban area, correct?
Right.
Yeah, so it's just called a remote site. It's not a problem. So they've ordered it. Here's my suggestion. If this guy gets out there tomorrow and we're able to get all these documents processed, you're getting an email, we can pay two out of these three vendors tomorrow. But here's what I would like to do. I have the question. Do you have any working capital loans for Rugrats or no?
No, because we've been like super, super slow with Rugrats. That's why we actually just changed over to laser tag and getting some stuff. We just haven't done much numbers in there.
But you don't have any loans in that company, correct?
No.
In Candy Poultry, you guys don't have a loan on that company, correct?
Yeah, so you've got, let's see, On Deck.
For Candy Poultry, okay. Here's
right.
The way it works. So this would be my thought. There's a few moving parts, and I just want to break it down. The first thing is you're going to get some documents today for me. Hold on. And the Rillex equipment, that equipment is there already, correct?
Do I know?
The Rillex equipment, that's at the show, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I would do. And this is just my opinion. So if you pay for all this equipment, here's the problem. Here's the way it works. If you pay for all this equipment, let's say you write them a check for all the equipment and they let you leave with it. We can do a reimbursement. The whole challenge with a reimbursement is that we do what's called a lien search. And that means we just do a search on your business to make sure there's no what's called a blanket lien. And generally, if you have a working capital loan, you're going to have a blanket lien. Like, I'm 99% confident your On Deck has a blanket lien on your business. It's not a bad thing. It comes with these capital loans. And what you have to do is you have to go to that company and have them sign a form and says, hey, look, we need you to sign a form that says even though you have a blanket lien on this business, you're not going to come after this equipment. This is ours. Does that make sense?
Right. Which On Deck is, that's what K&D, that's nothing to do with Rugrat.
I understand, but they're the cross corp. So I'm just trying to plan ahead. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't do a lien search on on Candy, but I can't say that for sure. And if there's no blanket liens on Rugrat, you'd be fine. So here's kind of my thought if you want to leave with this equipment tomorrow. Has the gentleman contacted you for the site yet or no?
No, I haven't heard from anybody.
Yeah, so it's pretty close to the wire. I mean, I'm doing my best here, but here's what I think. If you want to leave with some of the equipment, this is what I would do. I spoke to the Cannonball vendor. He said that as long as you give him a $1,000 non-refundable deposit, he'll let you leave with the equipment. Sounds like he has other people looking at it, but he said $1,000. What I would do is, it can turn into a real part of my language. It can turn into kind of like a pissing match with some of these vendors who think that they should get paid before shipment, because they don't necessarily understand, hey, why don't I get qualified? And they don't want to take that risk. So here's what I would do. I would pay Cannonball $1,000 with you having something in writing that says that you get your money back once they get paid, which should be, say, Monday or Tuesday. With Amusements International, I haven't spoken to this gentleman, but I would give them some kind of deposit with the same understanding. And then what I would do with Rillex is, I would, if they're going to need all their money or whatever deposit they need, I'd give them that deposit. If you want to leave with all this equipment. That means that if things like roll over to Monday, Tuesday, they all get paid on Tuesday, we show you the wires, and then you get your money back. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, yeah, I talked to the guy with the cannonball. That's why he told me just to give him my card number, and he wouldn't run it unless he had to, like Monday or so. But
okay, perfect. So that takes care of cannonball. How about relics and amusements?
Now, I told her that you would be contacting her. Have you called them at relics?
I just called them like 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
I've been working on the site inspection, that's why.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard from another guy.
Okay. So, I mean, that's what I would do, because I think with amusements, we can pay them. My concern is this. With amusements, they're already qualified for 100% pre-funding. So let's just say you take your cannonball equipment tomorrow, and you don't take it for amusements. What's the worst thing that happens? On Tuesday morning, Monday morning, we pay relics. I mean, we pay amusements. They ship out the equipment. So that's, you know, yeah, you want to leave with the equipment, but I'm sure they'll ship it to you, correct?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, that's something that we should all discuss, because what I think is really important is, and I understand your point, you want to leave with equipment. I just don't want to create panic for you, and I've tried to be very transparent through this and not try to force anything. I don't want to create panic tomorrow. So I think the whole idea is there should be you've already gotten cannonball out of the way, so that's awesome. It sounds like the most important thing that we need to do is find a solution for you to leave with that equipment tomorrow from relics and from amusements without the payment in full, or where you need to find out what you need to give to them to leave with that equipment tomorrow and then get them the money on Monday or Tuesday. That's probably the best way to go about this, because the inspector doesn't work for me. He's a separate company. And more importantly, even if we get a report back, it's about making a wire cutoff. It's getting your documents cleared. It's very against the wall, and I don't want you to leave, you know, the relationship disappointed. I want to work as hard as possible for you.
Right.
So I think the important thing is to figure out with the relics and amusements what each of those companies need from you to pay to leave with the equipment tomorrow. I don't know if that means you giving that relics a check for 15 grand, and then once the equipment gets delivered, us paying and them giving the money back. The only thing I encourage in these situations is get everything in writing. So it's nothing to do with me. Like, if you work, let's say Relic says, hey, you can, you know, you'll give them 15 grand once they get our money, you'll release it. You got to get something in writing that says, hey, look, just to confirm, Mike, as soon as your bank pays us, we'll give you your deposit back.
Okay.
But that's just I'm doing my best I can, but there are certain things that are kind of out of my control. And since tomorrow's a Friday, it's against the wall.
Right. All right. Well, let me see if I can get in touch with them too.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Just shoot them your number too, and just tell them to give you a call.
Oh yeah, yeah. I just left the message. Have them give me a call at all. I mean, but that's what I would probably suggest. I would probably find out for you to work with them, and I can send you an email that verifies your business is approved, and just say, hey, look, my bank's financing this. They've got to do a general picture of my business. It's against the wall. What do you need in writing to make this happen?
Okay. All right, let me see if I can get a hold of this.
Thanks, brother. I'll be here all night. Well, for like four more hours. Bye-bye.
Okay.